Living in Australia. Hello, my name is Ruby and I live in Australia. Australia is a country where more than 22 million people live, including me. Australia is not just a country, it's a continent too. The Earth has 7 continents. Continents are the largest bodies of land on Earth. More than 8,000 islands are also part of our country. On the continent of Australia, there are tropical rainforests in the northeast. In the southeast and southwest, you will find many farms. Along the east coast are mountains called the Great Dividing Range. Australia's tallest mountain is part of this range. Most of the western and central Australia is called the Outback. Very few people live in the Outback, and the land is mostly wild. At the center of the Outback is Uluru, a rock formation that is sacred to the native people of Australia. The Outback is home to many interesting animals, such as the kangaroo, koala, and the emu. Not all of the animals in the Outback are cute and fluffy, though. Some of the most dangerous snakes and spiders on Earth call Australia home, too. Most Australians live in cities along the coast, but Australia's capital city, Canberra, is farther inland. Perth is on the west coast of Australia. It has one of the biggest inner city parks in the world. The park is even bigger than New York City's famous Central Park. Sydney is famous for its opera house, designed by Jørn Utzon. He got the idea for its design as he was peeling an orange. Melbourne is the center for sports. Many Australians love to play cricket, rugby, and soccer. I live on the eastern coast of Australia in a town called Byron Bay. I live in a house with my grandpa and grandma and grandpa. I have one older brother named Tim. My grandma is an artist. She paints pretty pictures and works at an art store near the beach. My grandpa is a plumber. He makes sure people have water for their homes. My brother is away at college in Brisbane, a city about 2 hours away. My grandma wakes me up each morning before school. I put on a skirt and my special school uniform shirt. After I get dressed, I brush my teeth and comb my hair. Then I meet my grandparents in the kitchen for breakfast. Today we eat eggs and toast. Then my grandma brings out a special treat that we usually save for tea time. Lamingtons. Lamingtons are little sponge cakes covered in chocolate frosting and coconut. Yummy. After breakfast, my grandpa drives me to school on his way to work. Our school year lasts from late January until mid-December. We have summer vacation in December. Australia is in the southern hemisphere, so our seasons are the opposite of those in North America, Europe, and much of Asia too. There are 18 students in my class. We study English, math, science, computers, gym, social studies, and creative arts, such as acting, drawing, and dancing. Our first subject this morning is social studies. We are learning about the history of Australia. 50,000 years ago, the ocean around Australia was not as deep as it is today. People likely came to Australia by land, bridges, and boats. Today, these people are known as the Australian Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders. Aborigines came to the continent of Australia before ocean levels rose. The Torres Strait Islanders traveled a similar path, but they settled in the Torres Strait Islands. The Aborigines were hunter-gatherers, which means they hunted animals and gathered wild plants for food. Aborigines did not have writing, so they passed knowledge down to their children through songs, dances, and spoken stories. As time passed, the Aboriginal population grew to 750,000 people. More than 700 languages were spoken throughout the land. Starting in the year 1500, people from other parts of the world began sailing to Australia. In 1770, Captain James Cook arrived and claimed Australia for Great Britain. The first group of British settlers arrived in 1788, and more followed. The settlers fought the Aborigines for their land. The Aborigines fought back, but many of them were sick with diseases that the settlers had brought with them. Over the next 200 years, settlers stole the Aborigines' land and took away most of their rights. By 1829, Great Britain had taken over nearly all of Australia. News of jobs and cheap land brought in even more settlers. As time passed, towns such as Sydney and Melbourne grew into big cities. Railroads were built to help people travel more quickly. Great Britain declared Australia an independent commonwealth in 1901. This meant that Australia became a country with its own government and its own laws, but Great Britain still had the final say over many of the Commonwealth's decisions. Australia became fully independent in 1986. In 1962, Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders fought hard for and won the right to vote. The government began helping Aborigines buy back the land that had been stolen from them. Today, Aboriginal and Islander cultures are celebrated during NAIDOC Week every July. After our social studies lesson, we study math and English. Look, I got a good score on my spelling test. The way English words are spelled in Australia is sometimes different from how they are spelled in the U.S. See, we spell the word color with a U. Now it's lunchtime. I am eating a ham and cheese sandwich. My friend is eating a sandwich filled with Vegemite, a tasty salty spread. My grandpa packs me a lunch, and sometimes he gives me money so that I can buy a treat at the canteen. A canteen is a little shop in the lunchroom where you can buy food. After lunch, I have science class, computer class, and arts class. Then it's time to go home. My grandma picks me up, and we walk to the art store where she works. Then we go to the back of the shop to unwrap some new paintings. These paintings were done by an Aboriginal artist of the Arakwal people. The Arakwal people have lived in Byron Bay for more than 22,000 years. When my grandma and son working, we take a walk along the beach. My favorite thing about living in Australia is surfing. I have been surfing for 2 years now. Surfing is a popular sport in Australia because many beaches have a lot of waves. My favorite surfer is Lane Beachley. She won 7 world championships between 1998 and 2006. Some of Beachley's world records for surfing still have not been broken. Grandpa picks us up from the beach, and I wash up before dinner. Tonight we are really steak on the barbecue. My grandma makes a salad too. After dinner, we have a video chat with my brother in Brisbane. It's so nice to visit with him. After we say goodbye, I finish my homework and get ready for bed. I have posters on my walls of beaches in Hawaii, Mexico, and South Africa. I would like to surf to all of them when I grow up. Would you like to visit Australia someday? The end.